Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Millions of dollars are being spent by the provincial and federal governments to keep small businesses afloat during the pandemic. For larger enterprises, support to sustain them or even help them grow has not always been available. The people behind economic development for Northumberland County launched a new initiative recently to address this gap. It is called the Faster Forward Summit Program. As you will hear, it is aimed at bigger businesses, those with more than $250,000 in revenue annually. The program provides unique services and support to help those companies develop. It hopes to make them more sustainable, retain jobs, and contribute more to the local economy. These are not the usual businesses we tend to think about when we imagine the county's economy. Most people tend to focus on small retail and services businesses, not the bigger ones that may need some guidance. You will hear the unusual challenges and successes they experience. I'm so pleased to have with me today Rob Day, Manager for Economic Development for Northumberland County. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you, Robert. Looking forward to chatting with you and your listeners.
We've watched as the provincial and federal governments have provided millions of dollars to support small business during COVID-19. And we have seen the county economic development take on a number of initiatives to support local businesses. But there's something new that was just announced called the Faster Forward Summit Program. Rob, can you explain what this is?
Yeah, my pleasure. First, I'd just like to acknowledge the significant challenge that COVID-19 has placed on our local business and our community. And just want to say we're all hoping that better times are on the horizon for all of us. Yes, the Summit Program is a program specifically designed for businesses that are larger in scope, ones that to have employees and have a minimum annual sales of $250,000. It's a membership-based program which will enable the participants to share in a safe environment more, interactions between each of the owners. And really what the content will be is more about the challenges, the opportunities, best practices, and between them being able to share their experiences. So we're really excited about this program. It's first of a kind for us to be able to provide this type of program for this size of business. But also we are gonna mix in regularly into the monthly meetings, ask the experts so we can bring in some specific expertise that may be helpful. It could be professionals like lawyers or accountants. We also have a section of the meeting that talks about and I guess gives them an outline of all the opportunities that are available for them at any given time. And these could be funding, they could be other programs within the community. They could be as simple as, what student placement opportunities are available. And also we plan on a regular basis to include our partners that within our community that also support business development to be part of these meetings and so that our participants know all options available to them.
Why is it significant? Like, what is this program doing that other existing programs don't already do?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's important to note that, you mentioned it, that there's been some great response by both levels of the federal and provincial government on as far as assisting businesses in these difficult times. There's also a number of great programs locally, whether they're through other economic development groups within the county, chambers, et cetera. But this program really is really targeted at, I'd say, when you think of our demographic, the size of our businesses locally, it's sort of larger in scope than what some of our other programs serve. So the business and entrepreneurship center, for example, serves, businesses that are in one of three stages. They're really thinking, they're entrepreneurs thinking about starting a business. They've started, and that's sort of, we define that as really in their first year or two. And then the third sort of category is those more experienced businesses and looking to expand. So this program really fills a nice sort of a need within that sort of higher end business that really is at a point where they are growing and they have the potential to grow, but what they may be missing are just little pieces of knowledge that they could get from other business owners. So this facilitates that business to business exchange really effectively.
How does this contribute to business sustainability, things like retention and job growth? How does this program do that?
Yeah, well, we're a firm believer that, if a business has established themselves, they're operating, they have a sound foundation, that these are the businesses that have the best chance to sustain themselves. So, it's in our best interest as a community to support these ones the best we can, because they have a better chance of surviving, and they are the ones in most cases that are going to create jobs in our community. So we want to provide these business owners with all the opportunities that we can. And before we actually looked at creating this program, we surveyed business owners that were, sort of the size and scope we were thinking about. And we made sure that what we were proposing was something they need and wanted. You know, of course, we don't want to create programs and services that aren't going to be effective or efficient. So we took our time, surveyed businesses. We actually had this program ready to launch a number of months ago, but we thought just with COVID and, a lot of businesses were really in a survival mode, and it really wasn't the time to talk about, as we move forward, but we believe it is now.
Is this unique to Northumberland, or is this a template that is used by other similar business support agencies across the province?
Yeah, I'd say that, that there are similar type things out there. I mean, there's also private sector type mastermind groups that kind of bring business owners together so that they can talk amongst, the sort of things that really affect them. I think we've added, we included some coaching into our program as well that I may not have mentioned. So I think we've taken sort of some models of what works. We've listened to the business owners in our community, what they want included in this program. So the answer is yes, it's a mix. It's not created off one specific program in another community. I think I'd like to just say that it's uniquely Northumberland based on, what our businesses said they needed.
Now, is there a cost involved?
Yeah, there's a minor cost. Now, what the neat thing about this program is the yearly fee of $199 will go towards supporting a young entrepreneur in one of our other programs. So we wanted it to be, a small charge so that there's an investment by the business owner, an annual fee. But all that money that's collected on those fees will be turned over into a grant for a young entrepreneur. So that's kind of exciting.
The Faster Forward Business Success and Coaching Program that's been around for a while, can you tell us how the two programs, do they tie together or not?
Yeah, they really do tie together. So the Faster Forward Business Success Program, originally launched more than 10 years ago here, is a formal business coaching program. So again, that was established for existing businesses. And what it does is we have a group of volunteers that are either retired or existing business owners. And that when businesses join the Faster Forward coaching component of that, they then have access to these different coaches and based on whatever the subject matter is that these business owners need at a given time. So we don't attach one coach to one business and sort of wish them good luck. How it works is business owners in that program identify needs at any given time, subject matter that they might need, and then we attach a coach for a short-term period to kind of help them navigate or move forward with that. So an example might be that an existing business might be looking at some marketing activities. They need to look at what they've been doing. They need to plan some stuff for the future. So they can, if they're in the program, they could access coaches that have that background within our team, and they would sit with them and help them, talk about ideas, ways they can move forward. So the summit program is kind of a natural evolution from the formal coaching part, because the Faster Forward program, the coaching component, is targeted at businesses that are, you know, within a year. They don't have to have the same amount of annual sales as the summit program. So the summit program really was established because businesses that are at a larger scale, larger scope, have different, say, challenges than, you know, newer businesses who may just be entrepreneurs working, you know, with by themselves in their business. So we really wanted the businesses in the summit program to be able to speak the language, to talk about common things, you know, related to employees or supply chain or marketing at that level. So the two programs really do address sort of the needs of an existing business at a smaller scale. And then, of course, you know, I've outlined the summit program as far as a larger business.
Can you share with us an anecdote of a company who has used either of the Faster Forward programs?
Yeah, it's been really amazing. I got to say, the coaching program over the last 10 years has really been one of our most impactful programs as far as results. The businesses in the Faster Forward coaching side have a retention rate of around 87%. And I think you and most of your listeners would know that, small businesses, really the average survival rate is between 50 and 70%. So it's been very effective to be in this program as far as, you know, that information that you receive. So it's been, again, it's motivating for me to work with these business owners in this program and hear the feedback that we get, to hear them saying stuff like, you know, I can't believe that I have access to, you know, a group of volunteers in this program that have over 500 years of business experience is invaluable. We've had people in the program say that, you know, without the program and the expertise that they got from it, that they wouldn't be in business anymore. So, you know, we collect those testimonials because we really shows, you know, the value that this program brings to our community.
How about in the context of the pandemic? How significant have the Faster Forward programs been within the context of the pandemic?
Yeah, the pandemic, you know, it's changed everything just for all of us, including, you know, the way we try to support businesses. We've really seen a huge shift on supporting existing businesses. Normally, the Business and Entrepreneurship Center would see about half of our clients being those people that are in the idea stage of starting a business or starting, and then the other half being existing businesses. We've seen a 300% increase in the number of businesses that are existing accessing us in the last year. So really, we've seen our role as really about, you know, supporting individual owners on a one-on-one basis and listening to their needs and helping them navigate the different opportunities that are out there. And that could be, you know, the other governments, the other community-based opportunities. So it's really changed sort of the way we've done things. So I'd say that the coaching and all that has carried on, but we've seen a lot more one-on-one interactions with our staff, supporting, mentoring, and, you know what, even providing some motivation. And, you know, we're here helping them as people, not only as business owners.
How does this fit into the larger economic development picture?
Well, as you're aware, you know, I mentioned a little bit already, but, you know, small business is such a key part of our community. We know that, you know, as I mentioned, the majority of our people who work locally are working for a small business. It is one of the key engines of our prosperity in Northumberland. So we have to do everything possible to you know, help these businesses start. We need to support them. We need to help them grow. And how we do that is with our programs and services that we provide from a county perspective. But as important are the other programs that are provided within the county by other service providers that really, you know, when you look at the collective amount of support out there, it's really quite good.
Do you have any sense of how many businesses in Northumberland have been shut down, or how many jobs have been lost, or even how many startups have taken place during the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I think the statistics are out there, you know, it's as far as, you know, businesses lost. Again, you know, in sectors like tourism, where, you know, many businesses have had just to shut down, whether they've shut down full time or for good. You know, the amount of employees that have been laid off in the tourism sector are significant. I think it's been interesting, though. I mean, when we think about the negativity and the bad things that are happening on business relating to COVID, there are some interesting things happening. We're seeing new businesses evolve that are, you know, we're seeing businesses adapt and change. And I guess a great example of that would be is, you know, when you think of restaurants and when there's lockdowns, not being able to have people come into the restaurants, we've seen a lot of them adapt to being able to do takeout and curbside. And so, you know, we see the entrepreneurial spirit of owners as they adapt to try to move forward, you know, during these challenging times. I think I think what we're going to see is in the next little while, you know, we hope that we're going to get ahead of this COVID thing. And I think we're going to see a lot of those businesses that may have shut down part-time or you know, been challenged, I think they're going to be ready to really, you know, move forward and grow and expand. And hopefully our whole economy will just bounce right back.
There's been a lot of resources, both monetary and other, given to business to move them into a more sophisticated online e-commerce approach. Can you paint us a picture of the trajectory of these changes locally?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. One of the key challenges for business is moving, enhancing their digital footprint. So what I mean by that is, you know, what we define that as is making sure that their website is as good as it can be, making sure that if they can, they have e-commerce platforms they can sell online. And then, of course, the whole social media program for their business needs to be strong. More than ever, you know, COVID has really placed the consumer more so on online and looking for businesses they need, you know, through the internet. So that needs to be strong. So right away in May, last May, we, one of the things that was recognized in Northumberland that was a key focus for business was to enhance that, and that business owners were saying, I really need to do more in this area. But in a lot of cases, they didn't know how to proceed. So we launched a program, Digital Northumberland, which included our component of it was called Digital Footprint, which allowed businesses to apply to a program which then once accepted, we from our end would do an assessment of their website and their social media. They received a written report, and then they were able to go out and actually use a subsidy of up to $2,500 to make those changes they needed to make. So it was a very successful program. 55 businesses completed the program. We were able to give out subsidies of over $128,000, which was amazing. And we were able to track that out of all that money, about $134,000 was used by Northumberland businesses to engage with service providers to get the work done. So that could be website people or graphic design people or social media people. I also like to mention that within the communities, a number of municipalities and DBIAs ran a digital Main Street program, which was funded by both federal and provincial governments. And that was very successful as well. That also provided similar resources for businesses that were located in downtown geographic areas.
How would you describe the state of the local economy from your perspective as someone who is trying to drive entrepreneurship and help small and medium-sized businesses?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a few words that come to mind. I think, you know, when we think about small business, everything's kind of disrupted right now. You have lockdowns, you have supply chain issues, you have, you know, businesses having to pivot and do different things. So disruptive is a good word. I think another key challenge for a lot of businesses is just the whole financial side of this. You know, their sales have plummeted. They could be in sectors like tourism, which really have been shut down for a year. So finances definitely are our key challenge right now. But I also believe that, you know, I remember back, I've been doing this long enough. I remember back after the 2009 recession that, you know, we had so many businesses that closed and, you know, different reasons, but the same effect. You know, we lost a lot of businesses, we had a lot of people out of work. But, you know, when that ended and things started to turn around, we then suddenly saw a huge increase in people wanting to start new businesses, and they had new ideas, and, you know, there's innovative ideas. So I have a strong feeling that, you know, when we get ahead of this COVID thing, and let's hope it's the fall or even before if possible, but I think we're going to see a lot of people that may be on the sidelines right now looking to reinvent themselves. They identified opportunities. They're gonna be ready to move forward. So our challenge is we're gonna have to be ready to assist them.
What has been the impact of the lockdowns, especially the most recent one, on local businesses? What are the issues and challenges that you're seeing or hearing from entrepreneurs whom you talk to?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think part of it is, again, I just keep going back to the word disruption, sorry. But, things change. There's a lockdown, then there's not, then there's rules. So that's very difficult when you're trying to react to, your clientele disappear, or you're not able to actually operate the way you were. So, I mean, aside from those challenges, and I think everybody's tried to do a good job to try to support businesses the best we can, it continues to be the financial challenges. So, lost revenues, we're looking at, we've in some cases they've eliminated employees. So, what's that going to look like when you start to rebound and you need employees? It all seems to come back to the financial challenges. And I guess, certainly there's been some great initiatives to support businesses from the Ontario government and federal government. But it continues to be a challenge for individual owners to adapt and to change. And, we've really had to, I think everybody's really had to think quickly on their feet about how do I adapt to continue to have sales, and how do I reduce my expenses during these challenging times? So the finance issue has certainly been, probably the key challenge for all business.
If you had the ear of the premier, what would you ask him to do to help small and medium-sized businesses in Northumberland?
Well, I think, in general, I think they've done a good job. I think the first thing when we look at trying to help anybody, whether it's business owner, is listening to what the needs are. And I'm happy that some of the programs that were introduced, there was opportunity for the government to consult with business owners to find out what they needed. And then, they've really even pivoted when things have changed and programs maybe need to change a little bit, or there's been, different challenges. And, you could think about, childcare issues for employers and all sorts of things. So I think if I would just say to all partners out there that, this thing keeps changing and evolving, and, the challenges of what's happening today are not the same as maybe 2 weeks from now. So I just think that flexibility, listening to our business owners and being able to offer things that they need and want that are going to help them, I think moving forward, I think that's in everybody's best interest.
What does the Business and Entrepreneurship Center in Northumberland have on the horizon? What should we be looking for in the near future?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, we certainly experienced a huge wave of new entrepreneurs after the recession in 2009. So we're already planning for the fall of how we are going to, from a manpower perspective and our program perspective, deal with that influx of new startups. So I guess an example of that would be, what specific programs are we going to implement? We have flexibility to have different startup programs which could have little micro grants to them. So we're really looking at that. We realize that the digital thing, I know I keep coming back to this, but it's so important moving forward. So we're going to need to continue to have options as far as supporting the development of digital for these businesses. So, the 55 businesses we helped in the last 6 or 8 months, it looks like we're going to have that program return. But I kind of see this as ongoing with this whole digital thing where, think new technologies are going to come forward. We're going to continue, if our businesses want to compete, they are going to have to be good at the digital challenges.
Rob Day, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
It's been my pleasure, and thanks very much, and happy to do it anytime in the future. All the best to you and your listeners.
That was my interview with Rob Day, Manager of Economic Development for Northumberland County. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. Or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.